Welcome to the CrossX Method, the podcast developed for our members and community to help drive your performance and health to new levels. As a CrossFit certified trainer, firefighter, and affiliate owner for the better part of a decade, I draw on my knowledge and experience, and more importantly, that of many professionals in the industry, to provide world-class information to our members and community. We look forward to helping you achieve optimal health and performance while having some fun conversations along the way.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the CrossAxed Method Podcasts. We are up to episode 43, back here with Rob. Hey, Rob.
G'day.
Awesome. We are now two weeks consecutively back on these podcasts. We're pretty stoked about it. We wanted to get together today and chat to you guys about Semper.
Hey.
Yeah. So we'll just start with sort of more broad questions, just to dig a little bit into where Semper has come from, and then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty details of this year's event.
Sweet.
So, what is it? Tell us what Semper is.
So it's been abbreviated to Semper, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. But Semper Paratus is a Latin term for always ready. And it's adopted by fire services and emergency services around the world as a bit of a motto. So, basically meaning you're always ready, always prepared to put your life on the line to help save other people. And that's where it comes from. So it's been pretty broadly used around the world. If you googled it, it's lots of coast guards and stuff like that, but fire services, it's a pretty well-known thing.
Love that. And so in terms of what we use it for, what does it represent? It's obviously a competition, we all know that much, but so maybe tell us, is it an annual competition, something you like to do each year?
No. It's not something I like doing.
Yeah, I knew you were going
to. It's pretty horrendous, to be honest, to run it.
We have been doing it most years, though.
Yeah, we're trying to do it. We're trying to bring it back annually. Last year, obviously, with COVID, we were unable to run it.
Yeah.
But it started a long time ago, 2012, I think we had our first one.
Yeah.
And I guess the main reason I ran it then was back then there was really only one or two CrossFit competitions a year, so they just didn't exist, and I was fortunate enough to be able to compete in some of those competitions, and I just wanted to repay the community essentially and run an event where it was much different back then with all the CrossFit gyms and stuff, because there wasn't as many, so it was a much smaller community. So people that did CrossFit, you kind of felt like, all right, these gyms ran an event, so I feel like I should repay the favor and do the same. So essentially, that's why we did it the first time.
Yeah.
And it kind of blew up after that. We had, we're fortunate we had Fikowski and Tia, and then, guys like Brandon Swan and Brendan Clark and a lot of the old, guys that have been around for quite a while came and did the event, so it gave it a lot of credibility, I guess, and we made it really bloody tough.
Yep.
And I guess to tie in Semper Paratus in terms of how that fit with the competition is we just wanted to make sure that people were always ready to be able to do whatever we threw at them, and so it kind of stuck.
Yeah, love it. And I mean, what did you have in mind when you started it? Did you ever see it get to the level that it's gotten to now? Because we're talking 500 athletes this year, hopefully. Did you ever see it becoming that big?
Well, it's been bigger.
Yeah.
We had a year where we had individuals and teams, and it was bananas. It was I think 100 teams of six, maybe.
Yeah,
might have even been more. So, it's been really big, and it was never my intention to be an event organizer or runner or whatever you want to call it. So we've kind of pared it back a little bit, to be honest. If we had a big break for a number of years, and the main reason we had a break is it was not profitable. Now, that sounds really, capitalistic, but essentially we would put in we would start our planning in February for a competition in October. Mm-hmm. And we would put in so many hours and so much time and effort into it that it would take away from our day-to-day running in the gym and our attention from that.
Yeah.
So it would not only draw our attention away from our members, it would also then we would run the event and, you know, literally make no money or even lose money on it. Which is probably also got something to do with me not being an event organizer.
Right.
but essentially we just had to say, look, it's not worth our time and attention. So we had to, you know, we had to like draw the line somewhere and say, mm-hmm. what's our focus? And our focus is, you know, our members and making sure that's all sweet. So that's why we've kind of we've pared it back. We've changed a few things in terms of how we run it. We're not trying to make it the biggest event that there is, but we just want to make it fun and inclusive and challenging for those on the top end of the scale, and then allow. One of the big things I like to see is having newer or novice athletes, having them get the chance to work out on and compete with equipment that is normally not included in normal CrossFit competitions that you might see at a local gym, right? So big hint there, something like a ski erg. If you do get to use that at a general competition, it's going to be you'll probably have to make the final to get an opportunity to use a piece of equipment like that. And that's purely because most gyms don't have enough to be able to run, you know, like a 10 or 15 person heat with 10 or 15 ski ergs. So allowing all the newer athletes exposure to that sort of stuff as well, I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, love it. I mean, my experience of it, I don't actually know of it. I've done one Semper, actually. It would have been before COVID. I've done one Semper. But my experience is that it's just this really fun, awesome event where, yeah, just like you say, you get to – I mean, in my head, it's hard. It's quite challenging.
Yeah,
so you get to kind of try some things that might challenge you or push you to your limits. So that's really awesome. I guess to get into the finer details now, when are we holding Semper this year?
Saturday, July 17th.
Yeah.
It'll be a all day thing for us, not for the athletes.
That's right.
Yeah. So the athletes, so the thing we're kind of changing or having a play around with this year, hopefully it works, fingers crossed, hasn't been done before that I know of. Mm-hmm. But we're always, you know, rolling the dice there, and it seems to have worked out pretty well with different things we've done in the past. So hopefully we can do the same. Mm-hmm. Getting people in and out within about 2 hours. So what I mean by that is you'll start and complete your workouts, all of them, within a 2 hour window. So basically you'll start, you'll do the first one, you'll stay in the flow of the event, you'll rest in between the events, and there'll be a short rest, so probably about 20 minutes, and then you'll start your second event, rest about 20 minutes, start the third one, mm-hmm. and then when you finish that third one, you're done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Your scores will be tallied and entered in, but the scoreboard won't be released until everyone's completed every workout. And then, so that provides, you know, no advantage for going later in the day, or you don't have scores to beat or whatever. You've just got to, you know, figure out how mm-hmm. you're going to maximize your points given the work that we're assigning to you, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, got it. And I mean, that really has come from, I remember we were having a conversation around that's often the worst part or the most dreaded part about a CrossFit competition is that whilst you need to recover, there's a lot of downtime there. And
yeah.
we hear that from so many different athletes at comps.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. It's, you know, if you're in your early 20s and you got nothing going on, it's fine to spend all weekend at a CrossFit competition. Not saying that's a bad thing if you got that time. Credit to you, awesome. I don't have that time, so any competition now that I'm looking to do, if I can be in and out in 2 hours, let's do it. Let's give it a crack.
Yep.
And so hopefully we can give an opportunity to some people that might not be able to afford a whole weekend away from family or whatever, the opportunity to throw down and compete. It does bring with it its challenges. One of the biggest challenges, well, from an athlete's point of view, is you're not going to get that recovery. So you got to figure out across those three events where you're going to, you know, hit that red line in terms of your effort. There's going to be multiple different, so there's essentially going to be three workouts, but two of them will be scored twice. So, and there, and within that, there's two parts to one of the workouts as well. So it's going to be a lot of different opportunities to improve or prove your score or get a worse score, depending how you go. So it's going to be up to the athletes to have a think about, well, shit, do I push the button really hard here? And then how am I going to recover for the next one and then recover into the last one? Where's my opportunity to score our best workout? You know, like all those different things will come into play, which I think is really cool. But unfortunately, we can't test like we used to with Semper, where at the end of 2 days, you know, we got a six-person team that's a little bit broken maybe. You know, so we're really pushing that volume normally and the challenge of it. Whereas this year it's just all compressed. So there's going to be other different challenges that it presents for the athletes. And then there's the challenge of how it's going to be run. So we're going to have three workouts going at the same time, and that's just going to keep going essentially on a repeating clock every half an hour. So athletes, take this early advice. If you're not at the starting gate, you're not going to score a workout, and it's not going to wait for you because the subsequent heats are going to be full of people as well. So it's just going to keep ticking over on a 30-minute clock, and we're going to need essentially 45 judges at a time to be working their way through, which is also going to be challenging. So if you're listening to this and you're not an athlete but you would love to be involved, we really need your help. So even if you haven't judged anything in the past, we'd love to have you on board, and we'll teach you guys exactly how to judge and what to look for on all of the movements. And essentially the judge will work their way through with the team. So you know, they'll just keep moving through every half an hour to the new event, and they'll judge them on that event. They'll have that team will be under their control essentially for the full 2 hours. Then the team will be finished, the judge will have a rest for a half an hour at least, and then cycle through again. And we're really we're about to start working on getting something really cool for the judges. Maybe, fingers crossed, don't hold me to it, but we're going to try and get you guys a pair of shoes or something for contributing you know, your time, which is hopefully going to pan out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
You're really skipping ahead of my questions here. You're throwing me.
Oh, sorry.
Love it. You're efficient.
Wind back if you
want. Yeah. Let's just take it back a notch. So how many teams are we seeing, are we hoping to see register?
It's going to depend. We'll see how we go. We can have up to 250. Well, we can have more than 250.
Yep.
Just means we're in for a big day.
Yeah.
And so are the judges. Uh-huh. So, you know, if I've kind of pushed out to like 270.
Yeah.
And then if it starts getting if the demand gets really high, I don't think we'll go to a second day, but we'll deal with that issue if it arises.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, on that, calling all judges. Yep. Totally. What would you say to judges who, or people who maybe don't want to judge because they're a little bit nervous because things can get quite intense in that arena?
There's a couple of things. We'll always support the judges. I mean, you're there volunteering your time. It's up to the athlete to meet the movement standard, not you. So you basically just say, no, you didn't do what you're meant to do, and it's their job. And we'll explain that to the athlete to make it very clear that that the judge is the final say, and we'll back and support them 100% of the time anyway. But on top of that, you'll also have one of us. So yourself, Dale, me, someone there on each workout will be the head judge for that workout.
Yep.
And they'll be floating around and giving you advice, going, hey, no, that what he's doing there doesn't count, or what she's doing there doesn't count, or whatever.
Yeah.
So you'll have that support.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And just a little note, don't ask any of the staff to be in your team.
Yes.
Because we need them.
The staff are working.
love it. All right. What's the registration process? So we've opened it up to our members.
Yeah.
We're about to open it up to more people.
Yeah, that's right. So you guys get first choice. You've got the code word in your email. I won't say it because I don't even know who listens to this. But podcast goes viral and you know, everyone registers ahead of time. But I've lost my track of thought. Registers. Yeah, it's open to you guys first, and then so that'll give you an opportunity to jump in and register first. What that will also do is put you in the early heats as well.
Yeah.
So we'll get you in first, and you have until Saturday to jump in and secure your spot. And then once Saturday arrives, we'll be opening it up to all of the people that competed in it in 2020 but didn't get the opportunity to go to the final because it was cancelled due to COVID. So mm-hmm. they'll get next chop at it, and then we'll open up to the wider community on the 15th of May.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And
so, sorry, you can still... So if you're from Cross Axle Carina, you can still register after the 8th, but... I expect there'll probably be a pretty big influx of registrations after that date.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And so it's obviously here, or it's not obviously, but it is going to be here. There has been a little speculation around the newly freed up space downstairs, if you want to maybe touch on that, but that is, we will be utilising that space for Semper.
Yeah, absolutely. We will be utilising that space. essentially, we will be, if negotiations continue as they are, we'll be taking over that space entirely for the gym. There'll be some issues around it in terms of what we can do in that space. In terms of town planning and council requirements, this building site requires more car parking for the amount of gym space that and leisure space or whatever they want to call it within the building. So if it's industrial, they don't need any parking really. But because we occupy such a big area, and there's the boxing gym upstairs, and also the arcade falls under the same guidelines, mm-hmm. we need X amount of car parks. So, you know, the landlord, rightly or wrongly, is basically going to turn it into a car park. And if we didn't take it, there was going to be a pretty... it probably wouldn't have been a nice few years for us seeing out the rest of our lease here because... you know, he's a bit older and he's from a different sort of background, I guess you could say, and probably didn't understand the gravity of driving cars in there with fumes coming out the back on what we're trying to do here in terms of CrossFit. So essentially what it looks like, what will happen is hopefully we'll take it over, we'll get exclusive ownership of it. It'll allow us to move around some storage and hopefully put in some showers and stuff like that, mm-hmm. change our reception and make it make some improvements for the gym. Mm-hmm. But it does mean that we won't be using the upstairs car park, and we won't be probably having any cars parked down there either. So I think for the payoff for our members, while you will now be either parking in the bottom car park or down on the street on Thine Road there, I think in the long run, it's going to be a dramatic improvement to the space and open up a lot of options for us running classes and competitions and different things like that, and hopefully help us clear up down the back there, put in some proper bag shelves and little reception and maybe a decent coffee machine with a barista or something down the track.
I knew that was coming.
See how we go. But don't hold your breath and don't hold me to it. We are working hard on it, and but we'll definitely be using it for Semper, and then beyond that we'll see how we go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. If you were to tell athletes anything, or if you, I guess, what would you want athletes to know coming into Semper? What do they need to know in terms of helping staff run a smooth and effective competition?
Well, they really only need to know one thing, and that's be on time.
Yeah.
So the heats are going to go every half an hour. Mm-hmm. If you're not there, you miss out.
Yeah.
And that's simple as that. It'll be like literally like a EMOM, like a 30-minute EMOM, running for about 12 hours straight.
Love it.
Yeah, we will have a break for lunch, but that's kind of what it's going to be like. So if you miss that like 3-2-1 go, we might have like a catch-up heat or something at the midday break and then maybe one at the end of the day. But otherwise, like if you're not there and you're not on time, mm-hmm. you get a score of zero.
And there's going to be people, you know, people everywhere. What yes. should they bring with them?
Nothing.
Great.
You don't need a gazebo. You don't need an esky. You'll be permitted one bag between your team to carry with you through the workout. So that will need to be your weight belt, grips, skipping rope, water, any sort of intra-workout food that you might be eating, so protein bars or energy bars or, I don't know, whatever you need, Powerade, anything like that needs to be all contained into one bag that's not a, think of like a carry-on, like we'll get a carry-on size guide thing and put it at the door, carry-on luggage, no bringing in like a trolley bag suitcase.
Just picturing that now. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, people bring one. Man, you go to competitions, people bring eskies and mm-hmm. which and is fine because you're sitting there all day. But that's not the case at this one.
Yeah.
Don't bring anything.
Yeah, we'll get out you some don't need more details chairs. About that.
Yeah, you don't need any of that stuff. Just your legitimately just your training stuff and some fuel to get you through. And what I would recommend is you're going to need some sort of protein, like a protein shake, and I recommend one with some sugar in it. Mm-hmm. And that's probably going to be between workout one and two. Mm-hmm. And then you might even want to do the same between three and four, or you might want to add in, you might just need a Powerade to get you through the last one or something. But you definitely want some carbohydrates in between your workout. When you're mixing it up, you don't want excessive amounts of liquid because you're just not going to feel like hitting the next workout. So it's going to be a bit of planning on your behalf. But we can give you some advice on that. Speak to one of the coaches.
Yeah, neat.
Yep.
Awesome. We've also secured the services of Reed Media, which is really exciting. So thanks, Nick, in advance for the photography and videography. Yep. So we are going to have some footage on the day.
Yeah, for sure.
Sweet. Is there anything else that you want to sort of announce about Semper?
No, not really. Just make sure you just get your teams together and have a look at the movement standards and register. So.
Oh, yeah. Instagram.
Yeah, they're all on Instagram at Semper Paratus Challenge, so make sure you follow that. That's where we're going to put all the info. So just check that out. Mm-hmm. That'll keep you up to date. I think that's about it. Just read it carefully because although we have a rookies or beginners category, I guess, just have a read over that. It's probably not for someone that hasn't been training and then has just started CrossFit this month. It's probably not a good situation to put yourself into that because there is a little bit of volume to get through across the day.
Yeah.
We have been mindful of that with the beginners category especially, but it'll still be a test.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess one of the toughest things for the beginners is going to be the pull-ups, but your partner can help you get through those pull-ups. So only one person needs to be able to do pull-ups, but even if two of you want to do pull-ups, we're going to demonstrate a spotting method that you can support the athlete under their legs and help them knock out the reps that way.
Yeah.
But that's only for the beginners. The intermediate and RXD is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are going to be releasing the workouts before the event. So we'll get those videos published on Instagram as soon as that's done. A little bit closer to the time.
They'll get released with enough time to understand the flow and how it's going to work and ask any questions. But not enough time to practice.
Oh, strategy. Excellent. All right. That sounds good. If anyone has any questions, though, they can reach out to us or me via Instagram or email.
Yep. Just jump on that link on that we emailed out and register through Competition Corner.
Yeah.
It's for those that maybe haven't seen it firsthand or have never been to it. It's normally, I don't know how this is going to pan out with people on site just because whether people stick around and watch for a bit, whether we get many spectators, I don't really know how that's going to pan out across the day because we've never done it like this before. But in the past, it's been huge, hundreds of people, up to 1,000 people on site here. It's chaos. Yeah. It's a really big event and it'll be really fun to be part of as an athlete, but it'll also be super fun for our volunteers and judges that are there to help out. And if that's you as well, in that email I sent out, there's a link where you can sign up to be a volunteer also.
Yep.
So that'd be cool if you could complete that too.
Yeah, I love it.
Yep.
Awesome.
Great. Sweet.
I'm what excited. Else? I think
that's... You got anything else?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Any other administration?
Yeah, well, I mean, I do have a couple of things there.
Yep.
Hoodies. Guys, hoodies have arrived. So if you've pre-ordered a hoodie... Hello, YouTube. If you've pre-ordered a hoodie, please come and collect that and pay for that. We've also got a few hanging for anybody who didn't pre-order a hoodie.
So the ones hanging are up for grabs?
Up for grabs.
Cool.
Yeah. They're running out the door too, so be quick. And then yoga. I did announce this last week in the podcast. We're going to make some changes to the time of yoga, but I'll get comms out about that soon.
Cool. Yeah. And the Masters qualifiers and the age group online qualifiers this weekend.
Yeah.
So yep. You'll see us oldies throwing around a couple of workouts.
Yeah.
Hopefully not the exact same. Does look like there's some changes. So, yeah.
Excellent. Good luck. Yeah. Can't wait to see you guys. Awesome.
Excellent. I think that's about it, eh?
That's it. Chat next week. We're on track.
Two in a row. Thanks, Leah.
Bye, guys.
See ya.